Do you know the poems of Dylan Thomas? I bet you don't. I mean, there might be one or two scholars listening to this. There might be one or two poetry buffins who kind of take Dylan Thomas to bed every night. But I bet you don't know Dylan Thomas. I certainly don't know, not half as well as I'd like to. I actually have some knowledge of Dylan Thomas's poetry. But not half enough, and certainly not enough to go to the Dylan Thomas Festival in Ennis Diamond in Clare between the 18th and 20th of May this year and speak confidently about how my own poetry compares with the poetry of Dylan Thomas. So I'm making preparation. So in real time, I'm just dashing downstairs, opening up a book here of Dylan Thomas poetry, and I am going to read and yet another poem, because there's no better way of preparing myself psychologically to talk about Dylan Thomas at the festival, around the bar and over a pint and around the blazing fire, or outside in the sun walking in the gardens. There's no better way to be able to join in than to have done a bit of preparation, but I'm also delivering a formal session. So I am now opening the book totally at random and picking a poem that stares me in the face called The Hand That Signed the Paper. So this is it from Dylan Thomas. In a minute I'll check what bit of his life it came from, but this is his poem. It's in four stanzas and each stanza has got four lines. The hand that signed the paper. The hand that signed the paper felled a city. Five sovereign fingers taxed the breath, doubled the globe of dead, and halved a country. These five kings did a king to death. The mighty hand leads to a sloping shoulder. The finger joints are cramped with chalk. A goose's quill has put an end to murder that put an end to talk. The hand that signed the treaty bred a fever, and famine grew and locusts came. Great is the hand that holds dominion over man by a scribbled name. The five kings count the dead, but do not soften the crusted wound, nor stroke the brow. A hand rules pity as a hand rules heaven. Hands have no tears to flow. Isn't that super? 16 lines which pull it all together, a writer grappling with writing. I'm not going to do an interpretation of the poem for you. You can do your own. But that's on page 47 of the Dylan Thomas Omnibus, which cost me the princely sum of £9 recently. Now, the poem, The Hand That Signed the Paper, is, where is it to be found? It's a relatively famous poem of his, actually. I say relatively famous because it, and I'm desperately looking here very, very quickly to find which collection it was in, because the book I'm holding here doesn't give me this immediately. So I'm going to pass on this. I'm going to have to not delay you listening to me whittering on here about Dylan Thomas. But look, get yourself to Ennis Diamond. That's what I say. Come and join us. Let's all get together in Ennis Diamond. If you're in Wales, get on a boat and come across to what do you call that place, Rosslare, and a quick drive then over to Ennis Diamond for a goodly weekend. And in the meanwhile, I can tell you that this poem I've just read you is good at hiding itself.